We're just horsing around on Melbourne Cup Day. It's every one of Billy's jokes featuring horses.
A policeman in the big city stops a man in the car with a horse in the front seat. What are you doing with that horse? You should take it to the farm. The following week, the same policeman sees the same man with a horse in the front seat, with both of them wearing sunglasses. The policeman pulls him over. He said, I thought you were going to take that horse to the farm. He said, I did. We had such a good time. We're going to the beach this weekend.
No, yes. I drifted off.
Oh, get stuffed, dangerous. You've got to think about this one, Jim. I like the thinking ones, and it's an Irish one. An Irish man was in a movie at the movies, Jim.
Yes.
And he looks across and he thought he saw a Irish horse sitting next to him.
No.
He said, are you a horse? The horse said, yes, I am a horse. He said, what are you doing at the movies? The horse said, well, I really, really liked the book and I wanted to see the movie.
Oh, no. No way.
Hang on a minute.
The horse really, really liked the book, Jim.
No way.
Jim.
Is that the joke? I'll tell you what happened there. The bogan Ronnie Lerner started laughing, yes. And that tells you all you need to know about how unfunny that joke is. So after a really good show on St. Patrick's Day, we're going to need a bit of plastic Bertrand.
Well, take us out. You've got to think about it.
Oh,
how late's that? Is that from Higo? Old fat down there eating.
Bit of plastic.
Let's do it.
Take us out.
Oh, come on, play.
That's a poor
slam, plant, boom, wow. Good joke. Look at it coming through. I agree, Bill. That was pop. Oh, no.
Thank you very much. Now, funny little one here for you
is
to
that
take
a funny,
home.
Funny one.
Yeah, really, really funny. The Queen takes a visiting Pope for a ride in a carriage through London, Jim.
Oh.
Very nice. Just the Queen and the Pope.
Yes.
Suddenly, one of the horses farts very loudly, Jim.
Oh, no.
Big.
Yes.
I'm terribly sorry, apologises the embarrassed Queen. The Pope replies, oh, don't worry. If you hadn't said anything, I thought it was the horse.
Oh, oh no. Come on.
Oh, Jim. The Pope, he thought it was thought the Queen had just farted on the carriage.
Thank you, Bill. I got half an understanding. Not bad for you.
Not bad for a
Not
Monday.
Not bad for a Monday.
Good on you.
That's it. Come on, Queenie. You're better
probably
than that.
Don't even need...
Queenie, seriously.
Probably don't need plastic, but let's get him involved anyway.
Fancy the Queen doing that, Jim.
You couldn't believe it. You wouldn't read about it.
Oh, Popey had no idea where to look.
No, I don't.
Righto, you know I like a punt, Jim, and I'm a very good tipster.
No, you're not.
Early quaddy at a chuka today. It's not bad.
Yeah, even that you're at a chuka tells us how bad it is.
So I've got a tip for you this weekend, Jimmy boy, okay? Race 4 at Flemington.
Oh, no.
It's called Vacant Block.
Really?
Put your house on it.
Oh, no. Oh, that can't be it.
Okay, Sue thinks she can tell a good joke, Jim.
This is Sue sitting next to you.
That's Sue next to me.
Hey, Sue.
Hey, Sue.
Hi, how are you?
All right.
Where
Roll
are you
a
from?
Joke bias. Where are you from, Sue?
Geelong.
Oh, nice.
Good. Righto, Sue. Here's Sue's... Shh, got to listen to Sue's joke.
What do you call a doll with chops on its head?
What?
Barbie.
Oh! Not bad.
Got it.
Why can't you tell jokes like that, Fat?
Well, I've got one, Jim.
All right, go on.
A horse walks into a bar, just like here at the Cremorne. A horse, Jim.
Yes, Bill.
The barman said, why the long face?
Oh, no.
He said, my wife, she doesn't want to talk to me for 7 days. The barman said, why the long face? He said, well, it's been a week now. That means she's going to talk to him, dear.
Sue, have you got another joke?
Who wins?
Joke?
Do you think Sue wins?
Who wins, Sue?
Bill. Oh, does Bill win?
Billy.
No. Jeez, they can get stuff.
Here we go.
Righto, Mickey boy, this one's for you. A guy was sitting quietly reading the paper when his wife walked up behind him and whacked him on the head with a magazine, Jim.
Really?
What was that for, he said. That was for the piece of paper I found in your pants with the name Laura Lou written on them.
Jeez.
2 weeks ago, he said, when I went to the races, Laura Lou was the name of one of the horses I backed, and it won, and I bought you those beautiful flowers with the winnings. Oh, darling, I'm sorry about that. I should have known there would have been a good reason. 3 days later, he was watching TV when she walked up again and hit him on the head with a frying pan, Jim. knocked him out.
Oh, no.
When he finally come to, he said, and what was that for? Laura Lou just rang.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no.
See, Mick likes
look
it.
Look at Mick.
Laura Lou rang. The Irish Jimmy by a Paddy and his two friends are talking at the bar. And one of his friends says, I think my wife's having an affair with an electrician. The other day I came home and found a pair of wire cutters under our bed and they weren't mine. What am I sounding like?
I don't know. No idea what you're sounding like.
Going between Aussie and Irish. Yeah.
The second second bloke says, I think my wife's having an affair with the plumber. The other day I found a wrench under my bed and guess what? It wasn't mine. Paddy says, well, I think my wife's having an affair with a horse.
Oh.
Both his friends looked at him in utter disbelief, Jim.
Yes.
No, I'm serious. I came home the other day and I found a jockey under our bed.
Oh, no. Oh, no. What? And let me guess, it wasn't his? Honestly, just it's always the case Mondays. Yeah. Yeah, we just never get the week off, do we?
The phoners weren't on properly. Someone stuffed that up. Rabsy hadn't hit any buttons. And your jokes are shit.
And the day with a laugh.
This is Billy's joke. To be sure.
Oh, who did that?
Maddie.
Yeah.
Right on,
who's
Maddie.
The Irishman? Is that our Irishman here? Remember we got him in once, Jim, and only once.
Irish.
Yeah. We thought he'd be great. How good would it be? We'll have an Irish bloke.
Irish.
And we got him in once, and that was it.
Yeah. He's an employee here. I think his actual name's Michael, isn't it?
No,
Christopher.
Christopher. Oh. And we call him Irish because he's Irish.
And I only know him as Irish.
I know. Jim. Well, the same with me. I thought he was Michael. Now, Fat. Make sure that this is clean and funny.
Clean and funny and Irish.
Here we go.
Billy stops Paddy in Dublin, Jim, and he asks for the quickest way to Cork. Paddy says, are you on foot or are you in the car? Billy says, I'm in the car. Paddy says, yeah, that's the quickest way.
Oh, my God.
You can see it coming from a mile.
All right, little one, just another one.
No, they're all good.
Did you hear about the Irish water polo team, Jim?
Oh, no.
All their horses drowned.
Oh, my God. So this is what Bill does. He tells a really crap one and then thinks he better go again. So he goes again with one that's worse.
Guess who got
in
me
a really
those
crap
jokes?
Accent.
Yeah. Jill.
Oh,
Jill's fault. She got me those jokes. You got to do better, Jill.
Enjoy St. Pat's Day.
Yes.
Yeah, that'll get you home nicely.
The Irish will be happy
come
with
on,
it.
Fat.
You must do better. Well, Jim, I like to travel the world with my jokes. I'm very multicultural, okay?
No. Right.
So I got one here. What do you call an Amish person with his hand down a horse's throat?
What?
What?
A mechanic.
He's
a mechanic, Jim. Because I only got horse and cart, Jim.
No.
Anyway, a bloke comes out of a room in Thailand.
Turn him off. Oh, my God. Well, I just got the feeling that you were going to come out on a Wednesday with a horribly inappropriate joke that was going to land us in legal trouble. So
about the dwarfs?
Yeah, no, we're not doing that one. So we're going to do now is get a joke out of you that's a probes.
I brought a horse the other day, Jim.
Yes.
I named it Mayo.
Why?
Mayo Nays.
Oh, no.
Jeez, that's terrible.
Oh, no. I sent you about five jokes. Do you even have a look on your phone?
Yeah, but they're shit, Jim.
All of them are better than that garbage. What was that?
Mayonnaise.
No, Bill.
Don't sad be about a reaping. Actually, it's a very sad joke, Jim, and I shouldn't laugh about this, but do you know my wife and kids are leaving me, Jim, because of my love of horse racing?
No, I didn't know that.
And they're off. Oh, there no. goes the doll through the front door. There's the kids there behind her. They've gone to the
oh, no. That actually isn't bad, and we needed to see you deliver it.
Oh,
but your stupid
you see
head's
me?
Gone. Not bad,
oh,
though.
Come.
Not bad,
come
Fat.
On, Bill. Yes.
Where are you, Bill?
I'm here.
Oh, no.
Hi. Hello.
I'm here.
Can you hear me? You going to get any vaccine?
Yep.
You're going to get noodles?
Bloody oath I am.
That'll be good.
Now, Bill, a joke.
Righto, Jim, here we go. Are we ready? My headphones won't stay on. Jim, a man was admitted to hospital today. I just read about this, Jim, with 20 plastic toy horses up his... Oh, hang on. Jim, a man was admitted to the hospital today.
Yes.
With 20 plastic toy horses inserted in his back passage, okay?
Okay, Bill.
Okay. But I've just rang the hospital, Jim, and the doctors have described his condition as stable. Stable, Jim, because they're toy horses. Apparently he was horsing around.
Stop talking. So when you get half a giggle out of your punchline, you don't have to say anything more, especially when you're talking about this sort of thing. Play the music, Rabbit, for God's sake.
What was going on?
Bill, enough talking from you. Just leave it at the punchline and move on.
He was stable anyway.
His
condition's stable.
Oh, that's all they got.
Sam Plank, Sam Wolf.
Walking fat.
Come on. It's going to be in. Oh, horses, Jim.
Here come on, Bill.
Good work, Rabs. I like
enough
it.
Enough of that.
Horses.
For even more of Billy's jokes and everything else from Triple M's Rush Hour, download the Listener app now.